Tonight, we're going to be in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 tonight. And the title of the sermon is Your Prayer Life Matters. Your Prayer Life Matters. And I want to look here at the Apostle Paul tonight, and I want to see Apostle Paul, and he's in a Roman prison here. And I want to look at two verses tonight, and I want to see why our prayer life matters tonight. And I got to reflecting back, and I got to thinking of a message that Brother BJ brought several weeks ago about don't stop praying. And thinking about that sermon and don't stop praying, and I remember a time where I'd give up praying on a situation in my life and what was going on, and he brought that message, and you know, it's kind of the point, like, you're like, well, there's no way it can change. There's no way it can work out, and you just give up on it. And then he brings a message of don't stop praying. Well, I get to thinking of prayer and my prayer life and how I can reflect on some things that maybe I just give up on and how my prayer life and why it matters in my prayer life. And I got to thinking about things that have came to pass as I pray and how quick or how slow it takes, and I wait on the patience of God's teaching me patience. So Philippians chapter 4 this evening, if you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's word. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, Apostle Paul, he writes, he says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Lord, I love you, and I thank you for another opportunity just to stand behind your sacred desk, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father, that we have an obligation and an opportunity to come and to speak to you in prayer, to have a one-on-one conversation with you, Father. Father, I thank you tonight, Father God, that I can stand here, Father God, and talk to you tonight so freely and not have to worry about being persecuted and shot down tonight, Father God. I can pray to you freely tonight, and I thank you, Father, for that opportunity. Father, I pray that you just touch the reading of this word tonight. I pray that you be with us as we just meet for a short few minutes, Lord God. And I pray that when the lights are turned off and the doors are closed, and I pray that you just gather with us. And that it be according to your word. And everything be according to your will. I love you. I thank you. Father, I pray you be with our prayer life tonight. I pray it align where you'd have it to align. I pray we're searching into the depths of what we've missed and bringing it back to light through your remembrance, Lord God. Father, I pray if there's somebody in here that's given up on their prayer life, Father God, they've given up on that situation, I pray you touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So your prayer life matters, and the question I was brought is, why does our prayer life matter? And I got to looking and reading about the Apostle Paul here, and he had came, and he is locked up in prison. And why does our prayer life matter? And I first see that it deepens our relationship with God tonight. It deepens our relationship with God when we're in our prayer. When we're strong in our prayer life, I see that it deepens our relationship with God. It's just like if you're married in here, your spouse. If you're going to communicate with your spouse tonight, you'll deepen your relationship one with another as you talk to one another, as you work things out. And the same way with God, as we pray to God, as we talk more to God, as we pray about situations in our life, or pray just to talk to Jesus, I see that we can draw closer to Him. We draw closer to Jesus in our prayer life when we're talking to Him. And so why does our prayer life matter? It's because it deepens our relationship with God. And it draws us close. In James chapter 4 and verse 8, he says, "Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh unto you." So if you will draw closer to Jesus, if you pray to Jesus, you'll draw closer to Him. And not only will you draw closer to Him, He will draw closer to you tonight. I know that if I don't pray about a situation, or if I just give up, and if I just take it out of my prayer life and I walk away from that situation, or maybe I just get up in my own pity party, or I think everything's going all right and I start relaxing my prayer life, you don't realize it right off the bat, but eventually you realize how far you're drawing away from God. You'll start shifting away. You'll start moving away from God. And sometimes we intend to do that when everything's going great in our life. I can find myself when things are going wrong, and I can find myself there at God, the feet of Jesus more often. And I find myself praying so much harder. But when things are on the mountain, when everything's going good, it seems sometimes that we just seem to shift away. And we say, why do we do that? Why do we do that? Why do we do that? Apostle Paul, he said, be careful for nothing, but be in everything by prayer and supplication. See, he was writing this letter to the church of Philippi. He was writing this letter, and he's writing this, and he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. He's basically writing a thank you note in prison. He's writing this letter, and he's writing this in prison. I don't know what you can be thankful for in prison. I don't know what you can be thankful for, how you can thank somebody when you're locked up. But I guess if you're desperate, you can thank the good Lord above. So I see it deepens our relationship. Our prayer life matters because it deepens our relationship with God. We draw close. Again, James chapter 4, verse 8, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh unto you. But I also see tonight that if we draw why our prayer life matters in our relationship with God, I see it positions us to listen tonight. I see it positions us to listen tonight when we're in our prayer, when our prayer life deepens in the relationship with God. Psalms chapter 46 and verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. It says it positions us to listen. You know, I've always grew up and I've always heard that you've got two ears and one mouth for a reason. It's better to listen before you speak. And sometimes my mouth overrides my ears. I don't like to listen, and I just rather speak. And I think that's a lot of us in today's time. We want to get ahead of God. We want to march before God instead of slowing down and allowing God to talk to us, allowing God to tell us, allowing God to teach us. We want to be a step ahead of God instead of allowing God to be a step ahead of us. It positions us to listen tonight in our relationship with God. I see our prayer life matters when it draws us close, when it positions us to listen. But I also see tonight that it centers our focus tonight. It centers our focus tonight. When you're praying about something, what are you doing? You're focused on that situation, right? You're focused on that one thing, or you're focused on that multiple things in life. You're focused there. And in our prayer life, I know that if I'm focused on what I'm praying for, if I'm focused on what I'm praying for, I can watch for God to move on it. You say, well, when does that time come? I don't know. It's just when he wants to move on it. I know it teaches you patience. He said, and Apostle Paul, he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He said, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, God knows our needs this tonight. He knows what you need right now. He knows what you need tomorrow. He knew what you needed yesterday. But there's one thing that Apostle Paul, he made out here. He said, let your request be made known unto God. He said, let your request. So the thing that in your prayer life, he said, let your request be known. Take the center of what you're praying for, that focus on your prayer life, the relationship you're in with God, and focus that and give it to Jesus tonight, and let your request be made known unto God. He wants to hear from you tonight. He wants to hear from you tonight. You know, and I believe this message came out as a good time to come, as with everything that's happened and what's going on, the sickness, all these things that are happening, but also the salvations, the baptisms, all the glory that goes to God right now. You see, we've got goodness going on. We got salvations. There's baptisms happening, but there's also a time that we need to call on and focus on the sick, the ones that are burdened, the ones that need Jesus to step up, because He can perform just as well in the saved and the baptisms as He can in the one that's lost. Or and the one that needs a healing tonight, or the one that needs financial help tonight, or the one that may be having marital issues tonight, he can reach down in these situations as well, and he can reach down and he can touch. And I see tonight that we know that on Sunday nights it gets a little bit slimmer. It gets a little bit slimmer on Sunday nights, but hey, ones that show up back on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, hey, you know you're praying hard. You know you're back in here for a reason. Your prayer life, I can look around the room at praying people in this place. I can see that when things are not where they need to be, and the people in this place that you can call on, and we call them prayer warriors. Hey, I know that there's many of them sitting around here, and I know that when I come to a place like this tonight, that I've got people in here that they know that their prayer life matters. They know that sometimes that's the only thing they can do is just pray. And that's the only thing that we need folks to do half the time is just pray. We don't need an input. We don't need to give them what we think or what we know. They just need us to pray. And I know that I look across this crowd tonight and I see a lot of folks that know their prayer life matters tonight. And I'm thankful for the ones that even though they don't feel like they can do much physically, they do a lot more spiritually because they know their prayer life matters. I see why does our prayer life matter tonight, because it deepens our relationship with God. Apostle Paul said, make your requests, let your requests be made known unto God. I see that not only does it deepen our relationship with God, but I see your prayer life matters tonight because it transforms your heart tonight. It transforms your heart tonight. How does it transform our heart? Tonight it ignites a passion. It ignites a passion tonight. Hey, if you don't get a passion for praying for somebody, you need to search your own heart. You need to look deep. You need to look deep. Apostle Paul, he said, let your requests be made known to God. But he said in verse 7, he said, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In verse 19, he said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It ought to ignite a passion tonight when somebody comes to you and says, hey, will you pray for me? Hey, it ought to give you a passion tonight for when they come along and they trust you enough with the situation in their life to say, hey, will you pray for me? You know, I'm not going to go call on somebody I don't think that's going to pray. I'm not going to go give them my burden if I don't think they're going to lift me up to the Lord. I don't need another burden to worry about. I need somebody when I call on them to say, hey, Brother Mason, I need you to pray for me. And I know when I leave this place, hey, I ain't got to worry about you because you're going to go pray for me. I like those people in my corner. I like those people around me. But it ought to light a passion in you because, you know, sometimes we feel like we can't do nothing physically. Some of us ain't able. Some people ain't able to do something physically. There's a lot of things I can't do physically that other people can do. Same way with you. We all have something we're good at and there's something that we're not good at. But there's one thing that somebody ought to be able to depend on you is that your prayer life. And when you give them something, when you leave it with them, they ought to be able to look at you and say, I know that person's going to pray for me. Because I know what it's like to be in the when somebody comes to me and says, hey, will you pray for me? And I know my schedule stacked so tall, and all I got to say is, yes, I'll pray for you. And then, you know what? I lied straight to their face because I've walked out and I've turned around and I've not prayed for them because I've got things so busy. But I ought to have had a passion when they came to me and said, Lord, they came to me because they wanted me to pray. I ought to have had a passion for that prayer. I ought to have had passion to get on my knees before an almighty God and petition the throne room of heaven for. And I know I look back at my life and I feel like I know I failed people time and time again when I've done that. And something that's always come now is when somebody says, hey, will you pray for me? I do it now. I do it then. I do it then. Just take care of it right away. Get it out. Get that passion. It'll transform your heart tonight. I see that not only does it ignite the passion, but it also tonight in your heart, it'll show you your purpose tonight. It'll show you your purpose tonight. Your prayer life, when you're on your knees before an almighty God and it transforms your heart, it'll show you your purpose tonight. You know, there's a lot of us in here might say, I don't know my purpose. I don't know my purpose. Let God change your heart and He'll show you your purpose. Get on your knees before an almighty God and He'll show you your purpose tonight. He'll give you what you need. He'll show you your purpose tonight. I think Paul's a good example right now. His purpose right now was to the church of Philippi, and his purpose was to give them an encouragement. It was an encouragement. This letter was, he said, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. You know, the first thing he said was, and everything by prayer. His purpose, all he could do physically and spiritually in that jail cell was just to pray. That's all he could do. He couldn't get outside the cell. He couldn't go out. He couldn't go teach. He couldn't go preach. He was in the cell. He was bound up. He was locked up, and his only purpose he had tonight was just to pray. Just to pray. He wrote letter after letter. He wrote letter after letter. And if I ain't mistaken, if you get to reading before this, and when he's in jail and he's praying, there's things that happen inside that jail. The walls shake. Doors open. There's things that happen in prison. Because all he did was pray. His prayer life tonight mattered to him. He knew his purpose while he was there. I see tonight our prayer life. It deepens our relationship with God. It transforms our heart tonight. But tonight I also see for the one that's praying, it affects your outcome. It affects your outcome. You want to see your prayer, you want to see something happen in your life? You'll see the outcome you're praying for tonight happen? You'll see it come to pass? Pray about it. But if you never give it to God, if you never, as in verse 6, if you never let your request be made known unto Him, if you don't never give Him your request tonight, you're just going to sit on it. You're going to sit on it. You're going to sit on it. The one that's in your family that's lost, if you don't give them over to Jesus, if you don't lift them up, they're just going to still be lost until somebody gets to praying. Somebody's going to pray. They're going to have to pray. The outcome, it affects your outcome tonight. I see not only does it say, I see why does our prayer life matter, because it affects our outcome. And our outcome, I see we have access tonight to God's power in that outcome. We have access tonight. Turn with me in the book of James chapter 5 tonight. James chapter 5 tonight. James chapter 5 tonight and verse 16. We have access to God's power tonight. It affects our outcome because we have access to God's power tonight. James chapter 5 and verse 16. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. He said, and pray one for another that you may be healed tonight. I see the power tonight is through the prayer. That when he said, confess your faults one another and pray one for another that you may be healed. That's the power we have to access tonight through God. We can access God's power by prayer tonight. I see that will affect our outcome. I see not only does it affect our outcome and we have access to God's power, but also I see tonight we have access to God's promises tonight. We have access to God's promises tonight. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. The Bible tells me, Matthew 7 verse 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You have access to God's promises tonight. If you want to see your prayer, why does your prayer life matter? You got access to God's promise. When we ask, when we seek, And when we knock, we got to ask Him. We've got to ask Him. We've got to seek Him. And we've got to knock. We've got to knock on His door. As well as as He's knocked on ours. As He's maybe knocking on yours tonight. He's asking, can He come in? He's seeking you, can He come in? And He's knocking. And we do the same to Jesus as saved men and women. We ask Jesus. We have to seek Him. And we have to knock on His door. I'm glad His door is always open, though. His line's always open. We're the one that hangs up. We're the one that ends the call. We're the one that ends the prayer. We're the ones that give up. We're the one that throw it in the towel. He don't give up. He don't give in. Our prayer life matters tonight. How many of you got a, you ain't got to raise your hand, but how many of you got your prayer closet and wherever your place you like to go to pray? And you got that place for a reason, right? You go there for a reason, right? That reason's what? Pray, right? That's your prayer life, right? If you ain't got one of them places or you ain't got a spot you can go pray, find you one. You behind. As much mess as we're in today, prayer's the only thing fixing it right now. I see we have access to God's power. We have access to God's promise. But I see not only how it affects our outcome tonight, as we have access to God's protection tonight. I want to look here in Luke chapter 11 tonight. Luke chapter 11. And it's all familiar with all of us. It's the model prayer. But we got God's protection tonight. And I want to look here in Luke chapter 11. It affects our outcome because it helps us stand against the temptation and it keeps us from evil. We have access to God's protection tonight. Luke chapter 11, and I want to just read verse 4. This is the model prayer of Jesus, but I just want to look at verse 4 for a minute. It says, "And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." We have access tonight in our prayer life that can affect our outcome, for God's protection to help affect our outcome tonight. Model prayer is so, God, the Bible says, let's read it. "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place when he seized one of his disciples and said unto him," he said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Even his disciples knew they needed to pray. He said, "As John also taught his disciples, and he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. And give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." He said, "Teach us to pray." The disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. Tonight, if there's anything that I can leave you with tonight, is ask the Lord if you don't know how to pray first to teach you how to pray. Because we think we have to get to a point where we've got to sound like scholars just to even talk to Jesus Christ. We ain't got to be that fancy, folks. He wants our heart. He wants every bit of our heart to be sincere. If it's bothering you, it's bothering Him. It's bothering. If it's bothering you, it's bothering Him, because He don't like to see us worry. He don't like to see us down. He don't like to see us out. He don't like to see us bound up in chains. He wants us to come and He wants us to pray. Just as the disciples said, teach us to pray. First, if you don't know how to pray, let Him teach you. It's just like talking to anybody else. We just asking a whole lot. I know I do. I ask Him a lot. tonight, if you don't have your prayer, if your prayer life doesn't matter to you tonight, if you don't have that place where that you can go tonight and you can talk to God, if you don't have that place where you can get one-on-one and you, Brother BJ says, don't stop praying and you've just given up, go to that place and find it. Go get you a place. Folks, I'm telling you, that there's a lot going on right now. And I'm not just talking about the world. There's a lot happening in this church. There's a lot of good happening in here that Satan wants to tear apart. Our pastor over here, he leads us, he guides us, and you don't think Satan don't want to tear his family apart? He's got to have prayer. Hey, our deacons that stand up and they make decisions. You don't think Satan don't want to have them make a wrong decision? They need our prayer. Hey, there's members in here that ain't seen a church pew or else on the church roll and that ain't seen a pew since COVID. You don't think the church needs prayer? You know, we've gotten relaxed. We've gotten comfortable. I'm here. I'm okay. But you look around and there may be somebody you ain't seen again since COVID. That's when everybody left. COVID. It got easy. We could watch it on TV. We could listen to it on the radio. We can sit at home. There's also somebody in here that's probably not praying like they need to be. Because their prayer life just kind of when they need it. Hey, I'm guilty of that. I've been in that place before. I've been in a situation where I need to pray so hard to God right now, but I feel so guilty because I ain't reached out to Him in a while. I've been there. That's a terrible place to be. Tonight, where's your prayer life at? Does it matter to you? If it needs strengthening, hey, no better day than today to start working on your prayer life. No better day than today if you don't lift up your church members or your deacons or our pastor. No better day than today to start lifting them up. Lift up one another in this place. Everybody in here needs our prayers. We all need prayer. Let us pray. Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I thank you.